Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Chaf Vav. We'll begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalad HaMabes, the beginning of the new Perek, Ra'u Beistim. Ra'u Beistim V'chal Yisrael, Yechko Ra'edim Le'espiku Lo'ima Mekudosh Ad Shechashecha, Harei Ve'Mo'ba. If Beistim and all of Yisrael saw it, meaning saw the new moon, or the witnesses were cross-examined, but they were not able to declare Mekudosh, sanctified, before nightfall, it becomes a full month. If only the Beis Din saw it, two of them should stand and testify before the Beis Din, and then they declare Mekudosh Mekudosh. If three people saw it, and they are the Beis Din, two should stand and seat two others next to the remaining judge, and then testify before them, and they declare Mekudosh Mekudosh, and it is done because an individual is not believed alone to say Mekudosh. The Gemara says, Kini Masnisa, Oi Beis Din, Oi Kol Yisrael. The Gemara says that the first case of the Mishnah must be understood to say that it was either Beis Din or all of Yisrael. Revira Revi Imi B'Shem Rishub and Levi, Ma'amimim Al Hanira La'avai Ve'in Ma'amimim Al Shinodin Nira L'Kadshei. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, said that Beis Din may intimidate the witnesses in a month in which the moon was seen at its time on the 30th day, in order that they refrain from testimony, thereby allowing Beis Din to declare a full month. However, in a month in which the moon was not seen at its time, Beis Din may not intimidate the witnesses to give testimony that they saw the new moon, which would thereby have allowed Beis Din to declare it to be sanctified. The Abba Rabchia B'Shem Rishua Ben Levi, Ma'amim Al Shulay Nira L'Kadshay Ve'im Ma'amim Al Shinira L'Avay. Rabbi Abba and Rabchia, quoting Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, said that Beis Din may intimidate the witnesses for a moon that was not seen in its time in order to sanctify the moon earlier, but they may not intimidate for a moon that was seen in its time in order to make it a full month. Masnisa Pliga Al Rabbi Zera, Ra'u Beis Din V'chol Yisrael Nechko Ha'edim V'lay Espiku Laima Mekudosh Ad Shechashecha, Harei Ze Mekudosh Mepnei Shechashecha, Ha'im Loi Chashecha, Loi Hadar Amra, Eim Amim Amanira La'aboy. We have a question of Yisrael from the Mishnah. If Beis Din or all of Yisrael saw it, or the witnesses were cross-examined but they weren't able to declare Mekudosh before nightfall, it becomes a full month. However, if it was before nightfall, if there are witnesses, they would never delay it and they declare it a full month, they will see it in its time. Masnisa Pliga al Rabbi Abba Yochel im Hayasorich Shnei Yomim Noisin Loi Shnei Yomim Talmud Loima Oisoi Ein Loi Ela Yom Echad Bovad Hadama Ein Ma'amim Al Shuloi Nir Lakadshei. And we have a question against Rabbi Abba from Abaisa. I might have thought that if needed they may sanctify the month 2 days early on the 29th. The Pasuk says it means only one day, which indicates that they don't intimidate for a moon that was not seen at its time. Masnisa Pliga al Rabbi Abba Yochel Kshem Shem Ma'abrin Es HaShonah B'Pnei HaTzerech Yikadshu Es HaChidish B'Pnei HaTzerech Talmud Loima HaChidish Hach HaChidish Hen Holchin Hada'ama Im Ma'amim Al Shulay Nira L'Kadshei. And a question against Rabbi Abba from Abaisa. I might have thought that just as they declare a leap year when there's a need, so they may sanctify the new month when there's a need. But the Pasuk says in Shemais Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Beis, the month, which means they follow the actual cycle of the month, and this shows that in a month in which the moon was not seen to be able to give testimony, Beis Din may not intimidate the witnesses to give testimony that they saw the new moon. Masnisa Pliga al Rabbi Abba Yochel im Loi Nirus Ha'alavona L'Shnei Yomim Kach Yikad Tiris HaChidish L'Shnei Yomim Tam B'Leima Atem Eile Heim Ein Eile Mayadai M'Pnei Shloi Nirus Ha'im Nirus Ha'Loi Hada'ama Im Amim Al Loi Nira L'Kadshei. The Baisa is a question against Rabbi Abba. I might have thought that if the moon was not seen for 2 days until the 32nd day, they sanctify the moon on the 32nd day. But the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Beis, these days can be sanctified as Rosh Chodesh, but the 32nd day cannot be sanctified as Rosh Chodesh. It's because the moon was not seen on the 31st that they sanctify the moon without testimony, but if it was seen, they don't. They show that in a month in which the moon was not seen to be able to give testimony, the Beis Din may not intimidate the witnesses to give testimony that they saw the new moon. Habibai Meima V'loi Pligun Ma'adam Rabbi Zera B'Shar Kol HaChadashim Ma'adam Rabbi Abba Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei. It was suggested that there's no disagreement. Rabbi Zera was referring to the rest of the month. Rabbi Abba was referring to Nisan and Tishrei. By since these months, the festivals depend on the new moon, we sanctify as needed. Rabbi Aimer Nissan Linus Abba Miyamav. Rabbi said in all of his years, Nissan was never a full month. Vahataninan imba chodesh bezmanai imba leba. Well, we have a question from a Mishnah in Shkolim. If the new moon occurred on time, that phrase shows that there's a possibility that it would not come on time. Rav Amar Tishrei Linus Abba Miyamav. Rav said in all of his years, Tishrei was never a full month. Vahataninan imba chodesh meubar imhaya lehaya. We ask a question from the Mishnah in Shkolim. If the new moon occurred on time, and this shows there's a possibility that it would not come on time. And the Mishnah further on teaches that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui says that the blessing of the Musaf Trilla, Malchios, which is kingship, should be part of the third blessing of Kedushas Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says it should be part of the middle blessing of Kedushas Hayom. And the Braitha there teaches, when they sanctified the new year in Usha, on the first day, Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Marika, led the prayers according to the view of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, we didn't do this in Yavne. V'yem Hasheni, Avar, Rabbi Chanina ben Shor, Rabbi Yosef Glili, V'omar Kedvar, Rabbi Akiva, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Kein Hayinayagim Yavne. On the second day, Rabbi Chanina, son of Rabbi Yosef Glili, led the prayers according to the view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, this is what we did in Yavne. V'hatani kitchu b'rishon v'sheni. We have a question from a Paisa that they sanctified both the first and the second days, meaning that Elul was a full month. This is a question against Rav. Rabbi b'shem Rav Chista, Oisa Hashanah Nivkalkala. Rabbi Zeru, quoting Rav Chista, gave an answer that year they erred and they declared the 29th of Elul to be Rosh Hashanah. They realized the mistake and fixed the next day, the 30th, to be Rosh Hashanah. Mal b'rishon, mal v'sheni. Rabba b'shem Rav, shana v'shonah v'shana shniyah. A second answer is, what's the meaning of the first and the second? Rabbi, quoting Rav, said it means the first year and the second year. V'hatani v'yom ha'rishon v'yom ha'sheni. And the Gemara rejects that, no, because the Braitha teaches the first day and the second day. Kitchu koydim nuzmanoi oyla acha iburoi yom echad yochol yom ha'kudash tam v'leima atem eilahem moyadai ein ele moyadai lifnei zmanoi choftes yom l'acha iburoi lamaveis yom. If they sanctified it on the 29th or 32nd day, I might have thought that it's valid, but the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Beis, them, if they occur at the proper time, they're my festivals, but before means on the 29th, or after on the 32nd, they're not my festivals. The Gemara asks, what's the source for declaring a leap year for the Jews of the diaspora who traveled to Yerushalayim to bring the Pesach offering which didn't yet arrive because of the rain, and it would be in order to give them extra time to arrive? The answer is from that Pasuk, Vayikra Chof Gimel, Pasuk Beis, the children of Yisrael, my festivals, and we learn from there, set up my festivals so that all of Yisrael may observe them. Shmuel bar Nachman says this applies when based in here that they've arrived at the Euphrates River, which is the border of the land of Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Emi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda b'Apazi kitchu achakach nimsu aidim aidim zayimim harayiv zem mekudesh. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha and Rabbi Emi quoting Rabbi Yehuda b'Apazi said that if they sanctified it and afterwards found the witnesses to be false, it remained sanctified. Kam Rabbi Yasa im Rabbi Yehuda b'Apazi amrei ata shemata min avuch hadamelsa. Rabbi Yasa asked Rabbi Yehuda b'Apazi, did you hear this law from your father? Amrei kein amar abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan emedaktukim be'edus achodesh. And he answered, yes, he quoted from Yochanan that they are not particular about testimony on the new moon, to accept testimony that the first witnesses were false. Based in Shavuot Zahirig, Ombu, Imroyim Anu Oisoi, Einanu Makirin Oisoi, Lahir Ofen, Dechziv, Veinenu, Lairou, Mikamakim, Lahirou. If Based in saw the murderer of an anonymous body, they say, even if we see him, we do not recognize him. They don't break the neck of the calf. As the Pasuk says in Dram Chof Adah Pasuk Zion, our eyes did not see. In this case, they did see, even though they didn't recognize him. But based in, should say, Shavu'u, Esahoyreg, Estanaitani, Yamdu Shnaim, Ve'yidu Lisneyem, Estanaitani, Yamdu Kulam, Ve'yidu B'mokam Acher. If based in saw the murderer, one writer teaches that two of them should testify before the others, and a second writer says that all of them should testify before another based in. Rabbi Yehuda b'Apazi בשם רבי זהיר, כשם שהן חלוקים כאן, כך חלוקים בעדס החודש. רבי זהיר פזי, quoting רבי זהיר, said that just as there is a disagreement here, there is also a disagreement over sanctifying the moon. ויוקם חד ויוסף חד, ויוקם חד ויוסף חד. The Gemara says, why did our Mishnah teach earlier that when there are three people who saw it and they are the based in, two should stand and seat two others next to the remaining judge and then testify? Let one of them testify in front of the other two, and then another one do the same thing. Shnihi she'ena eid na'ase dayan. The answer is, because a witness cannot become a judge. Kador of Chuna havayada sadi lechad barnash azil by midun koimei v'chafabei. It's like the case of Rav Chuna, who knew testimony about a certain person. That person came in front of Rav Chuna and denied that he owed money to the claimant. Namely Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, v'gein dat yada to Rav Chuna bar Nasha Rabba at Kafabei, ma'ilu yezil v'yasid alach koimei based in Choron. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said to this person, since you know that Rav Chuna is a great man, and he cannot testify as a witness cannot become a judge, this is why you're denying that you owe the money. What will you do if he goes to another based in to testify against you? Amalei Rav Chuna va'avdin kein. Rav Chuna said to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, can a judge avoid judging a case in order to testify about it in another beis din? Amalei in v'shar Rav Chuna gami min hahu dina va'azav asid ale koimi beis din choron. And Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak replied, yes, Rav Chuna therefore excused himself from judging the other case, this case, and testified against the person in another beis din. If the validity of the signatures of the witnesses or judges was put into question, the Abba, quoting Rav Yehuda, said that if he wishes to validate it with the signatures of the witnesses or the judges, it's valid. And I, means Rav Abba, say, even if they validated one witness and one judge, then it's valid. V'yemid Rabbi Abo, often by Meimah Goyalenu V'amin Golasenu V'kiblon. In the days of Rabbi Abo, two witnesses came to out of Beis Din to send the messengers to publicize the new moon. They would say a code word to the messengers in order to show their authenticity. They were supposed to say Goyalenu, and they said Galtenu. Rabbi Abba nevertheless accepted them. V'yemid Rabbi Brachia Ishtatkun Amalain Shmaitzin Da In the days of Rav Achia, the witnesses became dumb before they could speak to the messengers. Rav Achia asked them, did you hear from the Beis Din that they had sanctified the new moon? They nodded their heads, and Rav Achia accepted it.